We are in the middle of Simin Mem Beis Siv Gimel. We're not doing the second half of Siv Gimel. The subject matter is that of Tashmishei Kedusha, where we said that if you designated a bag for your tefillin, and you were going to keep your tefillin there for good, this is going to be my tefillin bag, and you then put your tefillin in there once, it becomes Tashmishei Kedusha, and you could not use it for a Dvar Chol. You couldn't put something else in there. Says the Ramah, V'mhisna alav mitchila b'chol inyan shari. If you made a t'nai, if you stipulated that I do not want this to be my tefillin bag only, but I reserve the right to put something else in it, then you are allowed to. Then you are allowed to put something else in it. So the Mishnah Berurah says that this does not work for a tashmish bozui. You cannot use this for something that is a bizoyan, that is actually a bizoyan. So, for example, he says, what happens in the case of a ritsua? You made a ritsua for tefillin, and you made a t'nai at the time that although I'm going to use it for tefillin, I do not designate it for tefillin alone. I can use it for something else. So he says it is not right to then go use that just to tie something up with. That's a bizoyin. That is bizui mitzvah. So even though it doesn't get a shame of tashmishei kedusha because you made a t'nai, bizoyin is still aser. Further, the Ramah now says a chiddush. Uklaf ha-me'ubad l'shem tefillin. Parchment that was processed for the sake of tefillin. Osur lichtov olav divrei chol. You are not allowed to now use it to write something of chol on. Tahazmona ki haigavna l'gufa kedusha milsehi. Because a hazmona for the gufa kedusha, that is considered a milsa. When are we saying that hazmona, designation alone, is insufficient? And until you actually use it, it doesn't become tashmishei kedusha? That's when you're dealing with tashmishei kedusha. Whereas if you designate something to be kedusha atzma, not a tefillin bag, but the parchment for the tefillin, for that, hazmona does work. Hazmona works without actually using it with regard to kedusha atzma. When do we say hazmona lav milsa? For tashmishei kedusha. Now, there's a big kasha on this. Because back at the beginning of the simin, we were talking about taking tefillin shel rush and using it for shel yad. And it said there that even though you made it as tefillin shel rush, you obviously designated it as tefillin shel rush, and it looks like tefillin shel rush, until you actually wear it for the first time as shel rush, the halach is you're allowed to put it down to shel yad. Now, that was kedusha atzma. That's not tashmishei kedusha. So is the Ramah arguing with that halacha also, although he never told us so? So the Nosei Kalim explained, no. There are two different issues. One is the halacha of malin bakodesh ve'ein moridin. For example, taking a shel rush and turning it into a shel yad. That halacha includes, even in kedusha atzma, the condition that you not only had designation, but that you actually used it. Whereas, here we are talking about the din of Tashmishei Kedusha to use it for a Dvar Chol. For that, the Ramah is telling us, Kedusha Atzma, Hazmana alone, will prevent you from using it for a Dvar Chol. So that theoretically, if you went ahead and you did a Hazmana, you designated a certain piece of parchment for your tefillin shel rush, the halacha would be you can change your mind and use that parchment for the shel yad, because hazmana alone is not enough to say malin bakodesh vein moridin. It's only after you actually wore it as tefillin shel rush that you couldn't turn it into shel yad. Not so when you're dealing with the question of using it for a dvar chol. There, if we're talking about kedusha atzma and not tashmishei kedusha, we say hazmana milsa. This is the sheet of the Ramah. There are those who argue with the Ramah, and the Magen Avraham seems to favor them. The Mishnah Berurah, however, sides with the Ramah. The Mishnah Berurah is machmir for the Ramah himself. Now, with regard to what we consider a Dvar Chol, first of all, Mishnah Berurah mentions that a get is considered chulin. It's not considered a dover of Kedusha, and therefore, hazmana on parchment would mean that you couldn't write a get on it. If someone decides he wants to use parchment for a get, he could not use parchment that was actually designated for tefillin, that was because for that we would say hazmona milsa, because it's for the guf hakedusha. Another thing, this designation that we say has the halach of kedusha atzma and has hazmona milsa must be designation with a maisa. For example, the Rama said hamu'ubad l'shem tefillin. You processed it for tefillin. Simply saying, I want to use this for tefillin is not sufficient. It had to be that at the time you designated it, at the time you made it, you designated it for the same, you designated it for the sake of tefillin. Now, the Rama is differentiating between Tashmishe Kedusha and Kedusha Atzma. Kedusha Atzma Hazmona Milsa. Tashmishe Kedusha, you need a Maisa afterwards. What is the status of the Ritzuas of Tefillin? So there's a machlokas. According to Rov Rishonim, the Ritzuas of Tefillin are considered Tashmishe Kedusha only. They are not considered Kedusha Atzma. It is Rashi Shita that they are considered Kedusha Atzma because of the letters that are formed with Kshira. Means even though they're not written, but you form a Dalet and a Yud with the Ritzuas of the Shel Rosh and the Shel Yad, nevertheless, Rashi Shita is that it is considered Kedusha Atzma, and the others say that it's Tashmishe Kedusha. The Mishnah Brura is Machmir. In other words, what will be if you made Ritzuas for the sake of Tefillin? Could you now use these Ritzuas for something else? So the Mishnah Brura is Machmir and says that we should be Choshesh for Shitas Rashi, that it's considered Kedusha Atzma. It's only B'Shas HaTchak that one could be Mekel. But dafka b'shas hatchak. With regard to ink that was designated for writing, say for writing a dvar kedusha, ink that was made, you made the ink when you mixed the ingredients together. It was l'shem ink for sefer Torah, tefillin, mezuzas. So you're not allowed to use that for a dvar chol. Mishnah Berurah brings a Mishnah Yaakov that says that. However, there are makilim. He says you should make a tanai. Mishnah Berurah says that whenever you make ink, you should make a tanai that you can use this also for a dvar chol. And we would be machmir that it's considered kedusha atzma. Now we go back to the mechaber. Azmene velo tzarbe, o tzarbe velo azmene, shari lemeitzer bezuze. What happens if you designated but didn't use it yet, or used it and didn't designate it yet? You're allowed to put money in it. Now, this is going back to Tashmishe Kedusha. This is not Kedusha Atzma. This is going back to Tashmishe Kedusha, the bag of the tefillin. So if you used it without designating it, the halacha is that it does not get Kedusha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what does that mean? If you used it once with a kavana of using it for good, you put your tefillin in there because this is your tefillin bag, then using and designating happened all at once. What the Mechaber is referring to is that you didn't designate it and you used it on occasion. You say to yourself, you know, once in a while I'm going to be using this. That's where use of it does not make it Tashmishe Kedusha. So that if someone took a tefillin bag and did not designate it for his tefillin and then put his tefillin in there but expected to keep his tefillin in there all the time, they are Tashmishe Kedusha and he couldn't use it for money. Whereas if he took a bag and then used it to put his tefillin on because he didn't have where to put his tefillin one day, that's where the Mechaber is saying that using it alone is not going to be enough to make a Tashmishe Kedusha. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that some hold that while the tefillin are in there, it's also to put money even without a hazmana. It means it's still a bizayin to keep money and tefillin in the same bag. There is such an opinion.